Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Zayin, 107, as we are in the little prakim, in the middle of Masechta Shabbos, the little in quantity, but major and very large in quality. I mean, everything is quality, I shouldn't say that, but in terms of lemaisa and importance for topics that relate to Masechta Shabbos in general, as we have left the Hotzah issues, and now we are in the general other malachas. So we are on Kuf Vav Mabez, a couple of lines before the Mishnah. We're at Tani Idach. We are in the Tzad Gemaras. Tzad Gemaras, this parak started off with Ha'oreg, Korea Bachamaso, and then we just started yesterday's Mishnah with trapping different animals, and the Yisod that was, there are two issues. Number one has been the issue of every animal is trapped in a different area, right? Some animals that are more able to slip out of people's grasp. So obviously they have to be in a smaller area in order to be trapped. And if they're in that smaller area, the memela, it would not be called trapping, taking them from there. Masha'enkein, when you have other animals, maybe some animals that are inherently considered trapped, because they hardly move, like a cow and like a turtle. We had the discussion of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that those would not be shy to have Seita d'Oraisa that applies to them. And the last point we mentioned in the Tanur Rabbanan, let's just go back 3 lines and read it again. Tanur Rabbanan, Hatzar Chagovin Gazin Sirin V'Yitushin. Somebody traps grasshoppers, or Tzirin, hornets, V'Yitushin, mosquitoes, on Shabbos, Chayev, Divri, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says Chayev, Achacham Omrim, Kol Shem Bimino Nitzot Chayev, V'Shein Bimino Nitzot Pater. The Chacham come up with saying not only you have to look at the animal to see whether it's trapped or not, but there are inherently different types of animals in terms of the Malach of Seita, animals that are normally trapped. Animals that are normally, even if you have two types of animals that are equally able to trap and able not to trap, there are still only animals that are normally trapped by people in order to keep them. That's called mino nitzot, and that's subject to the Issa d'Oraisa. Ein b'mino nitzot, animals that are not normally trapped, like mosquitoes. Most people don't trap mosquitoes. Even if I trap a mosquito on Shabbos, that's only going to be an Issa d'Rabbanan. That's the principle of mino nitzot versus ein mino nitzot. Related to that is a number of important points. The Ritva here is Meir that if somebody has a box that they just wanted to close, they are allowed to close the box on Shabbos because even if I would trap, it would be an Isser Drabanan if there happens to be little bugs in there, or little mosquitoes, and that's Psegresha B'Isser Drabanan. And if Psegresha B'Isser Drabanan, the Ritva weighs in, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Achronim, but he says Lakula. Right, we had a discussion about we had this in the Trumas Hadesh, and we had this elsewhere, that the Sikresha might only be on the Issa d'Oraisa level, not on the Issa d'Rabbanan level. That is a major discussion that we have had in the past. But related to this discussion of bugs has been, let's say you hold this Usser. Psikresha, Issa d'Rabbanan is Usser too, which is what we're machmer l'chadchila. Maybe by a double d'Rabbanan will be makel. But by Psikresha, even by an Issa d'Rabbanan, we generally are machmer. What happens if, that's what the Ramah says. Go back one step. What happens if you're not sure whether this is a psikresha b'issa d'rabbanan? That's the shaila, and that's another machlokas. Says the Ramah in Or Chaim, right here, Shin Tezayin, in the Simen about trapping. V'lachein, yesh li zaher, shelo lisgar hateva ktana, o listom kalim shezvuvim bo, b'shabbos. Da'avi psikresha sheyatsu dusham. You shouldn't close it. That's the Ramah, that's the first step. That's if you know for sure it's there, that you should not close it. So then the next question is, do you have to check if you don't know? So the Taz quotes the tour, a big discussion, and he says, Mutter, you do not have to check. That's what we call Suffolk Psikresha, or Psikresha Lishe Avar. That's Suffolk Psikresha, meaning if you would know, it would be Aser Mishum Psikresha, even by Nisad Rabbanan. But let's say you don't know. If you don't know, so then it would be mutter. That is the shita of the Taz, what's called Savik Psikresha, you're not sure. Or Psikresha L'Sha'avar, it's a Psikresha about something in the past. If you would know the Metzius, so then we would say it would be Usser, but because you don't know, it's a suffix, so that is why one can be Mekel. And one can ask on this, something that we usually talk about this, we don't talk about this so much. I saw in the new Minchas Asher, in the Chuvis, in one place, he discusses, you can't ask, well, really, every single case of Psikresha should be considered a Psikresha L'Shavar. It's just that I don't know. The case of dragging the bench. Here they're dragging the bench. I'm not sure. It's a davar shenu miskaven. I'm not sure how heavy it is and how soft. So really, if I was a scientist and I really could tell how, what the quality of the earth was and what the, and how heavy the couch was, where really every single psik reisha case where you don't have kavana should be a case that, right, it's suffik psik reisha. Every case of davar shenu miskaven should be a case of suffik psik reisha because you just don't know. You don't know, but really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if it's going to happen or not. So really, every case is a Suffik Psik Reisha. The case we've discussed in the past. What happens on Yontif, remember we have the Shaila, if somebody wants to boil up water on Shabbos, and then on Yontif, and have it in their urn. You're allowed to cook water on Yontif, but you can't make lights go on. So what happens if somebody's urn runs out on Yontif? So they have a flame, they're going to put up boiling water into a pot, and then they're going to pour it into the urn. So remember, what's had that Shiloh? The Shiloh is, whether it, is the light, is it going to switch? If you put in boiling water, does it switch from keep warm to boil? So, we didn't, Davar Shenu Miskaven. Pashas is mutter, because you don't know if it's going to happen. And there's a chance that it might not happen, so therefore, it's mutter. So that's why we did it, that it didn't happen. So therefore, at least for the next time, at least what, it's not a psik reisha, but let's say it was a psik reisha, let's say it was a davar shenu miskaven, might, maybe not, or versus a psik reisha. But every case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if it's going to happen. So just like the bugs case, Hashem knows if there are bugs in there, so every single case of davar shenu miskaven, which I thought was davar shenu miskaven, but really turned into a psik reisha, should be usher, because if you say suffik psik reisha is usher. So Rav Asher Weiss says, no, we can't live like that. We don't live like that. Like, you're right, every single case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether it's going to happen or not. But we go by normative behavior, and whether people, if it's a very heavy bench and very soft earth, then the objective person would know that that's called psik reisha. But, like this case, if somebody doesn't know if there are bugs in there, or our case before, you don't know if the light's going to go on. If the average person doesn't know, we could call that a davar shenu miskaven. We don't have to say, oh, just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, that's going to be called a suffik psik reisha, or psik reisha l'sha'avar, because we don't know. Okay. Either way, but this is the Taz. The Taz says, I don't have to check if there are little mosquitoes in the box, because it's suffik psik reisha. Even if there were bugs in there, it's vade trapping them. But this is suffik psik reisha, and he is mekel. Who is machmir? Rabbi Kiva Eger. So known as the machlokas between the Taz and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Machlokas Achronim that the Bir Halacha quotes right here in Shittes Zayin. Which Rabbi Kiva Eger? Not here in Arachayim. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yaradeya. The Ramah quotes in Yaradeya and Simon Pei Zayin. Let's say I am traveling, I come to an inn, I'm going to put my food, my pot, onto the communal oven in the inn. There happens to be a non-Jew staying in the inn also, and he has his pot next to mine. We're using the same fire, and we have different pots. So the Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, that it's usur for me to stoke the coals underneath my pot. Because Memela, I'd be stoking the coals underneath the guy's pot, and maybe he's cooking basa b'chalav in his pot. And even if I don't see basa b'chalav, maybe an hour ago he had something milchig in there, now it's fleshig in there, he didn't wash it, it's basa b'chalav. So Ramah says, you're not sure, so you can't stoke the coals. Answer Rabbi Kiva Eger 1 minute. Suffik psik reisha. It's a suffik. You don't know bishul basa b'chalav, right? Psik reisha is outside of Hilcha Shabbos. So how, why does the Ramah say also? The answer is because the Ramah argues with the Taz, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Even by suffik psik reisha, if you don't know, it is going to be usur. So that is the machlokas achronim about this case. And generally, we assume lechatchila to be machmir. So, for example, if you're in a house and you're not sure if the light was left on in the fridge, you're not sure. Could be, maybe not, maybe not. If most weeks you take it out and turn it off, and then this week you're not sure, probably turned it off. Unless you finally don't remember it, I'm fooling myself because I really want to open the fridge. But if I really don't know, that's something psik reisha. So generally, we try to be machmir lechatchila thing, like Rabbi Vager and the Ramah. Against the Taz. But again, it's Machlokas Achronim, Machlokas Achronim. Good. That is the next point. Let's continue. Again, there's a lot here in these lines. Says the Gemara, Tanya Idach. There's another Braisa. Hatzor Chagavim Bishas HaTal Patr. If somebody traps grasshoppers at the time of the Tal, at the time of the dew, so then one is Patr. Why? Because Rashi explains their eyes become blinded, so they're basically Nitzod V'Omed. Nisa v'yomein, it's not hard to trap them, they're blinded. V'shas ha-sharav, but in the hot, in the summer, chayev, one is chayev, because then they are not trapped before you trap them. Elazar ben Mahavayomer, imhayu mekalcho subos pater. If they are swarming, and they're in major groups, then you are pater. This week's Parsha, Farsha's bow. Unbelievable. Right? If they're in swarms, you're putters. The question is, why? Which line is Elazar ben Mahavai going on? Ibailuhu. Elazar ben Mahavai, Arisha Koi, or Asifa Koi? Is he going on the case of, oh, B'shas Atal, you're putter, and, but we're limiting that heter. B'shas Atal, only Makalchus Ubos. Or is he going on the Seifa, which says, you're Chai B'shas HaSharav, but even B'shas HaSharav, if they're in swarms, you're going to be putter. Why are you going to be putter? Because maybe there are so many of them, they can't move so well. If you could just grab some, and they would be considered Nitzod Ve'omei. It's like the those on the East Coast who have every 17 years or so, whatever it is, the Cicada Fest, where they you can't walk anywhere without crunching on cicadas. I can understand this types of swarms. They're right in front of you. They're hitting everything. So Ibailuhu, the East Coast of America, that is. Ibailuhu, Elazar ben Mahavai, Aresha Kai, O Asefa Kai. So is he going on the Resha or the Seifa? Is he being Mekel or Machmir? Tashma, Hatzor Chagavim B'shas HaTal Potter. There it is, B'shas HaTal Potter, B'shas HaSharav Chayiv. Elazar Mahavai, Omer, Afilu B'shas HaSharav. He's being made kol. Even b'shas ha-sharav, where they are more loose, imhayu, makachu zavos pater. If they're in swarms, you'd be pater even then. He would be made kol.
What's the difference good between a deer,
a blind deer,
a little bit further up,
that's right, a blind deer and this blind. So he said before, yesterday, a blind deer is going to be chayev, because a blind deer could still jump out if he's realizes that he's being trapped.
Right.
These blind grasshoppers, you know, they just can't go anywhere. They're nitzo, they're blind, they have no way to go. They're not going to jump away.
Different
Metzias. Different Metzias.
If they're bothering,
bees on Sukkah. So that relates to a Gemara that we're going to have a little bit later today. So let's hold off on that. Good, says the Mishnah. If a deer walks into a house and somebody closes the door on the deer, chayiv one is chayiv. That's seida. Na'alu shnayim paturin. If two people close the door, pater, as we've said, shnayim sha'asa'uhu. Lo yachal echa linov na'alu shnayim chayavin. If it's a very heavy door, and two people couldn't have closed it, and two people closed it, chayiv, that is what we hold. But remember, Reb Shimon poter, Reb Shimon paters even by ze'eno yachal v'ze'eno yachal. And we learned that from Sukkim earlier in the Masechta. Amar Birbi Abba Amar Shmuel, Hatsod Ari B'Shabbos, if somebody traps a lion on Shabbos, Eino Chayev HaShiachni, Seno L'Gurzaki Shelo. He's not Chayev until he puts it into his Gurzaki, some type of lion trap, which really holds it together. If it's not in the Gurzaki, then it's not considered trapped yet. The lion will get out. Sfasema says the Suffolk, what if one person puts it into the house and one person puts it into the Gurzaki? The Suffolk, whether that's called Shnayim Sha'asa'uhu, or you only go by the second person who does the last step, important discussion. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Yashava Echad HaPesach. Velo Miluhu. One person sits in the doorway, Velo Miluhu, and does not fill up the doorway. Meaning the animal's not trapped yet. U'yashav hasheni u'miluhu, and then the second one comes and fills it up. Hasheni chayev. The second guy's chayev. That's not called shnayim sha'asa'uhu. Because if one person fills up half the doorway, he didn't do anything yet. He didn't do anything. It's like somebody who brings the pot, puts it neck on the ground next to the oven. And then another person takes it there and then puts it onto the oven. The first guy didn't do bishul, but he brought it closer. No, he brought it up on the ground. So here too, if somebody does half, he didn't do anything yet. He filled up half the doorway. So it's still not trapped. He did nothing. The second guy comes, fills up the rest of the doorway. He is chayiv. Yashav harishon al pesach umil uhu. What about this case? The first guy sits down and fills the doorway. Uba hasheni v'yashav betzido. And another person sits next to him. What's the case? The case is where they both filled up the entire doorway. If you think about a deep doorway. Right, it's not just a thin, regular doorway, a deep doorway. So one person can sit in front of the other one, and they both fill up the doorway. So one person sits down, he fills up the doorway. Second guy comes and sits behind him, so he's not needed, but he fills up the doorway too. Then the first guy leaves. Ava b'shaman harishon v'halach lo harishon chayev hasheni pater. First guy trapped, even though the first guy left. We don't consider that the second guy trapped, even though it's only for him that the animal is still trapped. Still, he is not going to be chayiv. Halamazet dome, what is this considered? Lenoel es beso l'shamro. It's like somebody who closes his door because he wants to close his front door. He wants to go take a walk to guard it. And it comes out, oh, lo and behold, there's a deer inside his house. So just like there, if there's a deer inside my house, which I didn't know about, I could just close my door. So too, this case. What is the connection between these two cases? What exactly am I, how am I supposed to understand this? Says the Rashba right here, well, if there's a deer inside your house, he quotes the Tosefta, Yerushalmi, Nireh. Shehitiro, says the Rashba, one step further based on the Yerushalmi. What's the connection? If you know there's a deer in your house, you know there's a deer in your house, and you just want to go take a Shabbos walk, you're not allowed to close your door? Says the Yerushalmi, in the Rashba's understanding of Yerushalmi, of course you could go. It's not your kavana. Not your kavana to trap the deer. You just want to close the front door of your house. Nireh, shehitiru linolach archila beso, lishmar beso, vitzvisha besocho, tekivachu tzarech beso, avo pisha, idekach nitzo, that tzvi, memela mutter, ubilvach lois kavin, lishmar is that tzvi bilvad. As long as your kavana not to trap the deer, if there's a deer in your house, it's okay, you're allowed to close the front door. Asks the Velt on this Yerushalmi, in the Rashba's interpretation, that's a regular case of psik resha. What's the Rashba talking about? There's a deer in my house. Even if I know there's a deer in my house, and I just want to close the door because I want to go take a walk, I don't want anybody to go into my house, I'm allowed to close the door. That's a regular case of psik resha. I have kavanah to close the door, but there's a deer in my house. Ask the Ron on the Rashba, what, I know you're my Rebbe, but what are you talking about? I don't understand. Ask the Rashba, says the Ron, v'dvarav t'muim be'enai harbeh. His words are metatama. Right, we discussed this in the couple of years ago. We had a shiur on psik resha lamdis. This is this Ron and Rashba are front and center. Heich efshar shafilu b'miskaven l'nol ba'ado u'ba'ad ha'tzvi yehei mutter. V'chi mepreshi u'tzarech l'nol beso natu lo lasos malacha b'shabes? How is that? V'lo od el shani omer shafilu eino miskaven l'nol ba'ad ha'tzvi kol shu yadua shatzvi b'socho v'she'i efshar lo shalo yeitzvi nitzod b'socho asur. He says, moder b'shimim b'psik resha. What is the Rashba talking about? And you want to know what that Yerushalmi? No, that Yerushalmi is not saying that the deer is inside its mutter. All that Yerushalmi is saying is that if you've violated by mistake, in this kavin linolos beso, for linolos kavin, let's say you violated, maybe you have a deer in your house and you had kavana to close your front door. You didn't have kavana to trap, and then you did it. And that's what he tells you, you know what? That's called psik resha. He's like, really? You don't have to let the deer out. That's all the Yerushalmi is saying. That's it. That's also a chiddush. But that's not like the chiddush, like the main chiddush, the Rashba. If you know this, you're allowed to close the door. Says the Shultiki Borim, right here, on the Ran, on the Rashba, defending the Rashba. It must be, and this is a Yesod Gadol in Psik Resha, where a number of examples of this. It must be that Psik Resha is only where Act A is always connected to Act B. But if inherently the act that you're doing is not connected to Act B, it happens to be here. But theoretically, Act A could be done without Act B, so that it's not a problem. What's psik resha? I chop off a chicken's head. Chopping off a chicken's head will always cause the chicken to die. That's psik resha. Dragging a heavy bench across soft earth will always be psik resha. But closing your front door? Closing my front door usually is not associated with psik resha. It happens to be that there's an animal in the house now. Okay, but that's not called psik resha. That's the chiddush, the shilta giborim giving pshat to the Ran. The kol maisa she'efshar la'aso zulas psik resha, az afilu avid oso maisa b'psik resha shari. Ki lo miskavin la'aso psik resha. Right, that's what he says. Where do you ever have this? One other example. Again, we can spend many hours on this. One other example, and then we'll have to continue. The Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daflamid Gimel, if somebody, we know that on a Hadas, if there are red berries on the Hadas, then it depends, is it kosher? It depends if there are more leaves than berries or berries than leaves. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Sukkah Daflamid Gimel, that if there are, Lama Bez, Lama Bez on the bottom, that if there are more berries than leaves, it's pasul. So, take off the berries. What if you didn't take off the berries before Yontif? You got to take off the berries on Yontif? The answer is no, because you're fixing your hadas. What if you did? That's the shaila. Likton, right? Avar v'likton. The Gemara talks about what is the halacha there? Says the Gemara in Matan Biyontif. So that's b'di'evit. But even before that, in Matan Biyontif says the Gemara. Reb Lazer ber Shimon Amru Mimatan. He says you're allowed to. I misakin mana. No. Liktam achila. You're taking them off to eat the berries. I psik resha. Answers the Gemara. No. You have another hoshana. You have another hadas. You don't need this one to use on Sukkos to shake in your lulav. So therefore, it's okay as long as you didn't have kavana. You took the berries off to eat, and you have another hadas to use. So therefore, it is you're able to do that on Yontif, according to one of the shitas of the Tanaim. Good. If you look in the Rambam quotes, leaving out this last line, the Isle Hoshana Achrisi. The Rambam says, Avar valikton, oshalikton echad echad la'achila harizeh kasher. Harizeh kasher. Harizeh kasher, we pass it if you do malacha on Yontif, or Shabbos, you can't use it. The Rambam leaves it out. He at least should say, well, as long as you have another Hoshana, as long as you have another Hadas there. That was the Ukimta of the Gemara. Says the Arsameach on that Rambam. And he quotes this Rashi and the Ran. He quotes many other examples. Psik Resh is only if the two acts vaday have to be together. If act A usually is not associated with act B, not a problem. Usually, if I'm eating grapes on Shabbos and I pick a grape off of the stem, that does not involve any malacha of tikkun. Usually. So just because here it does, but the Gemara says, Isli Hoshana Achrisi, is not saying practically you need Hoshana Achrisi. It's saying because there are some cases that it wouldn't be a tikkun, like a case where you would have another hadas. That's why it's never called psik resha, even if you don't have Hoshana Achrisi. Again, there's many other examples, but again, feel free to listen to that Daf Yin Shir from a couple of years ago on the lambdas of psik resha. Again, this is major. Good. Now we get onto the top of Kuf Zayin. Top of Kuf Zayin. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Nichnas alo, tzipar tachas knafav. I'm sitting, minding my own business, and all of a sudden, a bird flies under my jacket. Flies under my jacket, and I have this bird under my jacket. Yoshev umishamro achetechshach. Do I have to let it out? Did I do any trapping? I'm just sitting, I'm doing nothing. So I can just sit there until the end of, till it gets dark. Till the end. Alright, what's the, what would you have thought you had to do? Pashas, to get it out. Let's continue for a minute. Masiv Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Yasha, Harishon, Alapesach, Umil, Uhu, Ubah, Shane, Yasha, Betsido, Avavish, Amana, Rishon, Valachlo. As the Mishnah said, even though the first guy leaves, Harishon, Chayiv, Vasheni, Pater, via my love, Pater, Avalosser. Doesn't this mean, the second guy is Pater, but it's still an Isidra Banan? Meaning, if there is a tzeda situation created, and you now are responsible for the tzeda, is it isadra banan, and therefore you have to leave? So too maybe here, where the bird flies under your jacket, you should have to let it out. Remember, there's no malacha about letting free an animal on Shabbos. Right? Not every undoing of a malacha is usur. There's no malacha like that. Says the Gemara, no. Lo, pater umutter. It's mutter. The second guy doesn't have to do anything. So do in our case. Hachanami Mistabra, it also makes sense to say that. Midoktani Seifa, Lamaze Doma, Lenoa's base of the Shamra, Vinimsa Shri, Shamra Besocho. Because look at the comparison in the Seifa, which is for sure mutter. Right? I close my door, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, afterwards, I find a deer in there afterwards. You don't have to undo it. When you did it, you had no idea. Michla de patru mutter shvamina. So that's one version that we bring a raya from the Mishnah. Another version, a little different, Igada Amre. Amr Abnachman by Yitzchak Afanana Mitanina. We also learned it in our Mishnah. Instead of asking a kasha and then bringing our Mishnah as an answer, we just start off by saying, the Mishnah's a raya. Afa bish amad arishon v'holach lo, harishon chayva sheni patr. My la patru mutter, lo patr avalasr. Now the Gemara says, no, maybe it's Pater Avalasar. So the Gemara says, no, can't be Asar. Habi Tiktani Seifa, Halamaze Doma, Lenoa, Zbezal, Vashal Shamro, Vinim Slashi Shamro Besocho. The Mashal given is Mutter, Michlal, the Pater Mutter, Shma, Mina, period. Ask the Rashba, what's the Havamina exactly to say that somebody would have to, like, let this bird free? He didn't do anything. He's just sitting there. He's just sitting there. If a bird flies in, happens sometimes in the, you know, in a large dining room. A bird flies in and there are windows open, you have to try to get the bird out? Why? I didn't do anything. The bird flew in by himself. Why should I have to do anything? Says the Rashba. Right, the same kind of thing. If somebody traps an animal, and then after he traps, I go and take that animal. I didn't do anything. It was already trapped. So here too, I didn't do anything when I got involved. So he says, you're right. It's not a trapping issue. It's a muksa issue. V'yesh lomar, to be the rights of vade mutter, ela sha'asu l'taltel mishum iser muksa. That's the issue. Mikomakom asal hashmina, the chiddush is that yoshev v'mishamer, and we're not choshesh that, you know, that you got a bird under your shirt, that you might come to be metaltel it. That's the chiddush. V'lo gazrinan atu, and also we're not gozer atu tzalachat chila, that if we allow you to take it, maybe you'll come trap the bird. Either way, it's on a durabana level. Either it's an issue, asr leishiv sham, continues, that either it's a muksa issue or a gzeira mishum tzad. One of the two durabanans, that is the chiddush that is being discussed. Viter. Amar Shmuel, we had this Gemara, 104 days ago. Amar Shmuel, obviously it's on our mind. Kol Paturei de Shabbos Pater Avalasar Levar Behani Tlas, the Pater Umutter. Usually, as the Rambam said, Pater in Hilcha Shabbos means Asa Drabanan. Chayiv Pater Mutter. Except for three cases where the Pater means Mutter. Chadaha, one is our case, right, our case. Umimai, the case where you got a bird flies under your jacket. It's mutter, you don't have to do anything. Umimai de pater umutter, mitiktari seifa lamazda dome, lenoas basil shamro, vinitzlash fi shamro besocho, as we just said. Ve'idach number two, hamafis mursa b'shabbos. Somebody pops a blister on Shabbos. He's in pain, and he has a pussy blister. So, im lasos lapeh, if I'm doing it to create a hole, to create a structure, so chayev. So then I'm chayev. I don't know why you'd be doing it. You want to just create the hole in order to have pus go in and out. So that's chayev. Im lahozmin aleicha, but if your pure kavan is just to get the pus out because it's hurting you, you're not trying to create any type of structure. So putter, it's going to be putter. So there too, that's the second example. We might depatter a mutter. How do you know that is mutter, not just putter? It's not, because the Mishnah says in a couple, in 2 weeks, beginning of Kol HaKelim, it's the parak about Muksa, Klisha Matal Isser, beginning of Kuf Chaf Beis, the Mishnah says, Machat Shel Yad, I'm allowed to pick up a needle on Shabbos, Litoba as a coat, to get out a splinter. Right? Why is that mutter? I'm getting out a splinter because that's an external problem that I am just removing, and that's mutter. So too, the pus is an external pain that I'm removing. So the Gemara compares the two, and that's why you know pater u mutter. Right? That Mishnah that we just quoted is the source for the concept of kli shemalachto leisser. As we know, as we'll learn in that parak, there's what we call muksa. Many different types of muksa. Muksa machmas gufa, muksa machmas chesron kiss, muksa machmas isser, muksa, many types of different muksa. But then there's klishim lakta la'isser, which the Gemara points out was started at a different time in history than all the other muksas. Right? It's called really, when we talk about klishim lakta la'isser, sometimes we call that muksa, but really that's called the gzeira of tiltul kalim. There was a gzeira at a certain time in the times of Nehemiah that Chazal, for various reasons, saw a tremendous chilul Shabbos occurring, and therefore they said, we gotta do something. We gotta limit the types of kalim people are involved in on Shabbos. L'maskana, we hold, klisha malachto le'isser is allowed to be moved, like a stapler, like a pen, like a scissors. All of those are not real muksa. If I need to use the spot where those are on, I can pick them up directly. I don't have to do tiltu munatsad, moving it with my elbow. Or if I want to use it, I want to use scissors to cut open a package without cutting the words in order to get to a Shabbos need. I want to use a scissors to cut chicken. I want to, I don't know, any type of klisha malachto leisser. I want to, you know, use a hammer to break ice. Okay.
Nuts.
What?
Nuts.
To break nuts. Okay. Anyway, that's all mutter. We discussed breaking ice on Shabbos. Right. Breaking ice, whether that's okay or not. So that's why you breaking nuts is more correct than what I said. Right. We spoke about the end on Daphne Nalef earlier about marasek. Marasek about breaking ice. Okay. Anyway, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Ches. Shin Ches is muksa. Shin Yud Ches is bishul. Shin Ches is muksa in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says clearly, Klei Shem Lachta Le'isser, Mutter Le'talta Lo, Bein Le'tzorech Gufo, Bein Le'tzorech Me'komo. And the Ramah adds, by the way, muksa, if you remember, is only aser betiltal, but not benigia. Not benigia if you just touch it without moving it. Okay. That is a topic, Be'ez Hashem, that we will get to at length in the 17th parak, I think it is, of Kol HaKelim, as it comes up. But that's the Mishnah that was quoted there. Viter, finishing up the third example, that's Mutter. V'idach, this was your case that you asked before. Hatzah Nachash B'Shabbos. Somebody traps a snake on Shabbos. Imis Asik Bosh Lo Yishchenu. From all I'm interested in is, because I don't want it to bite me. So I'm going to trap it so it doesn't bite me. Putter, that is putter, and it adds putter and Mutter. Im L'Refuah Chayef, if I trap it because I want to use the venom for Refuah, so that Chayef. Then I'm going to be chayev, unless obviously it's sakanas nefashas, and I have to trap the snake, or somebody got bitten by it, and I have to try to get the venom in order to save him. That, of course, is pikuach nefesh. But if not, that is chayev. Omimai de patru mutter. How do you know that also? Tzad nachuj is mutter. It's none. Because the Mishnah says, kofin ka'ara al haner, bishvil shalot tochas bakara. If you remember, I'm allowed to put a bowl, upside down bowl, on top of a nair without having it go out, just because I want to protect it that the fire doesn't spread to the ceiling. So I'm allowed to move, we brought this sugya back in the third parak, I'm allowed to move a kli litzorech davar hamuksa, right, without touching the muksa. V'yal tsoa shal katan, and also I want to cover up the tsoa of a child. V'al akrav shalot tishach, there's the line, and on a scorpion so that it doesn't bite me. Those are Maimis. You see, it's mutter. See, it's mutter. So too, the snake would be mutter as well. Some ask, the Rishash says, if you look in brachas, an akrab is more dangerous than a nachash. Sounds at a raya. Maybe he's only by an akrab, not by a nachash. Okay. Either way, we put them in the same category. Hadalacha oreg, we continue. Shmona shratzim. Ho'amur mitorah. We know there are many animals that are usher on, usher to eat. Many animals are treif, but there are only 8 insects. There are shmona shratzim that are also tame, mitame the person, right? Avos atoma. Again, a nachash, we discussed in the past, is not one of the shmona shratzim. A nachash is a non-kosher animal, but does not make you tame. Does not create a veil. We discuss why that is. Rabbeinu Bachai in the past, not for now. But either way, this is the Shmona Shratzim Amur B'Torah. Says the Gemara, the 8 Shratzim, which we're not exactly even sure what they are. The Chol, the Tzav, the Achmar, all those. Rishlomo Zalman said, Tzav in the Torah is not a turtle. Because the Mishnah right here is about to say, if you trap a turtle on Shabbos, you're Chayiv. Rishlomo Zalman says, I don't believe that. So therefore, Rishlomo Zalman says, so I don't think the Torah meant turtle when it said Tzav. Right, even Tzvardeya, right? The Eben Ezra said Tzvardeya, we assume mostly were frogs, but the Eben Ezra says it could have been crocodiles. Whole different world of thinking when we think of what the Malacha of Tzvardeya was, right? If we think that. Right, in a couple of the Haggadahs in the pictures, they have a couple of crocodiles to be Yotzei, the Shita of Eben Ezra. Says the Gemishna, Shmona Shratzim or Amur Batorah. So the Shmona Shratzim, Hatzadon. If somebody traps them, Vahachovel Bohen, or somebody wounds them, Chayev, one is Chayev on Shabbos. Tzadon, why? Because these are animals that are considered Mino Nitzod. They're normally trapped, and if you trap them from a place of freedom, you're going to be Chayev. And also if you wound them, why? Because we're going to assume the Gemara is going to say they have skin. They have halachic skin. Every animal has a layer. Almost every animal has layers on the outside. But is it halachically called skin where the blood would gather underneath if you wound it? By these shratzim, yes. Vishar shkatzim or amasim. But by others, hachovo bahen pater. Wounding them, you'd be pater because it doesn't have skin in the halachic sense. Hatsadan, and if you trap them, litzarech chayiv. For litzarech, you would be Chayiv Shlomo Tzarech Pater. Shlomo Tzarech is Pater. Rashi explains because that would be a Malach Shrein Yisrich Lagufa, and this Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. Chayiv Aof Sheber Shus. So, what if you have an animal in your Rishus already? In your Rishus. Hatzadan Pater. So if you trap them Pater, the Shulchan Aruch says this means Mutter, because it's already trapped. Right? It's in your house. Right? The only issue might be Muksa, if you touch it, but trapping them as Pater. Vachom and Chayiv. And you're wounding them, one would be Chayiv. There is a discussion in the Achronim Lamdis. The malacha of trapping. What is the root of the malacha? Is trapping about bringing it into my rishus, or is trapping removing the freedom of the animal? Sometimes you can have one without the other. I can remove the freedom of the animal without bringing it into my rishus. Right? Let's say there's the Sefer Shalmei Nissen, Rav Nissen Kaplan on Perek Ha'orig discusses this, the Shabbos home, Rav Nissen Sivik Ben Kohn in a footnote quotes this, he said, the Nafkamina could be, Kiron Chiyish Brecha Shalmayim, Vishem Dag, there's a fish pond, and there's fish in there, and I throw a rock in it, and it traps the fish. So I didn't trap it yet, it's not in my Rishus, but I trapped the fish. Now the fish can't move. I have removed its freedom, but I still have not put it into my Rishus. So is that sud or not? Is the focus on the fish, removing the freedom, or is the focus on me bringing it into my rishus? And he quotes, it seems to be a machlokas achroni. Quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman. Quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman about the turtle. That it could be, he quotes it as machlokas Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Chazon Ish. We're not going to go into it right now, but that is an important lumdish question about the malacha of tzad. Keep in mind, though, all animals are muksa, as I just referred to tangentially. There is a day in Tosfos earlier that if somebody has a pet, it's like a toy, and therefore it's not muksa, but Rova Poskim assume l'chumra, l'chadchilof, and that is, we're not supposed to be touching or playing with animals on Shabbos. Somebody has to walk their dog, you gotta put the leash on very carefully, try not to touch them, and then walking the dog outside. You have to walk the dog, right? It's Tzar Balei Chaim, not to walk the dog. But petting the dog and playing with the dog, you know, should be stayed away from on Shabbos. Animals are muksa. Good. Says the Gemara, just one ha'ara on the last line of the Mishnah. Chayev Ofshev Rishuso. So the post can discuss, the Shmir Shabbos writes, if somebody has, let's say somebody just got a dog. So it's as of now, it's not fully trained yet that it's gonna run out of the house. So when I come into the house, let's say, if I'm not careful, the dog's gonna jump out. I open the door, close the door, jump out! So So says the Shmir Shabbos, one has to be very careful there. Because if the door is open, and if the animal would reel, let's say the animal had enough time, he'd be able to run out. When I open the door, now the animal is not trapped anymore. When I close the door, the animal is now trapped. So what does one do in that situation? Says the Shmir Shabbos. When, if I have a dog that doesn't leave when I come in, he just jumps on me, okay. But if not, then I have to make sure when I open the door that I close the area with my body. And don't open the door the whole way, so then it's constantly considered trapped, and then I close the door behind me. So then there's never a time when it is free and when it is open. Right? So that is that's an important discussion that the Shmir Shabbos has. If you don't know where it is, in the new Shmir Shabbos, the new edition, Chav Zayin Lamed Ches. That's where this discussion of the Shmir Shabbos is. And then he says, what if the animals are afraid of you? If you wouldn't be there, it would run out, but only because you're there, it wouldn't run out. Is that called trapped or not? That's an interesting discussion, but that is what is discussed. Good. Yes, you can take it into an inner room and close the door before you leave. For sure, that would be mutter. Right, because now it's, with the front door closed, it's trapped. If you take it into another room and close the door, it's not more trapped, right? It's just in a different area, going from trap to trap, and then you can open the front door. Yeah. That would be mutter. From the fact that it says, if I wound them, chayiv, it shows that they have skin. Man tana, who is this tana? Amar Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. It's Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Tanan, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Omer. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says in Chulin, Shmona Shratzim Yishlan Oros. So we know, a sheretz, the basar of a sheretz is mitame. If it has separate skin, it won't be metame. The question that we're going to talk about for the next 30 lines is, does the skin have its own independent status, or is it just like basar? That's what we're going to talk about. The Eitzratzim, the other animals, that's what we're going to talk about for the next 30 lines. So the Gemara says, well, our Mishnah seems to say it has skin, because it says chovel b'hen chayiv, so it must be it's a separate entity. So it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita, it's not. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmot Eitzratzim, Yishlen Oros, these Eitzratzim have, it's halachically called or. Right, it's not going to be a machlokas in Mitzias, right? Everybody agrees what they have. The question is, halachically, is it called or not? So, and the Rabbanan there argue. The Rabbanan there say they don't have R. So you see, our mission is against the Rabbanan. Rabba Barafuna, Amar Rav, Nav, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan might be the authors of our Mishnah. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri elo le inyan tuma. Chalk this Gemara up to the list, comparing Shabbos and Kalat Torah Kula. Maybe the Rabbanan only say it's not skin regarding Tumah. Dichsiv Eila HaTmeim Lachem L'Rabos Shorosein Kibsaron. That pasuk includes that the skins of the Shratzim are included like their flesh. So regarding Hilchos Tumah, it's not its own entity. Aval Inyan Shabbos, Avi the Rabbanan Motu. But maybe regarding Shabbos, they'll agree that you'll violate Chovel. So maybe it's not a limited to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita. Ulin Yin Shabbos, Lo Pligi, is that really true? They don't argue regarding Shabbos. Vatanya, the Brisa says, Hatzot Echad Mishmona Shvatzim Amor Batorah, somebody traps them, Hachovo Bahen, Chayiv Div Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and wounds them, Chayiv. Vachachamim Omrim, Ein Or Ela Lama Shemanu Chachamim. No, skin is only to those that the rabbis listed in Meseches Chulin. Says the Gemara, Adarab, Lamashamanu Chachamim Eimu Amar. No, the Rabbanan say that list in Chulin are the ones that don't ask. And remember what the Rabbanan sheet is? Oroseyan Kibsaran. So there must be a mistake in this quote of the Brisa. V'yomar Bayahachi Kamar, you're right. This is what the Brisa meant to say. Ein ar chalak mi basar, elo Lamashamanu Chachamim. No, there's no animal which has or, which is considered separate from the flesh, except for those which the Chachamim did not list. Meaning the ones that the Chachamim did list have or chalak mi basar. But you see that the machlokas is even by Shabbos. The pashas of this brisa is talking about Shabbos. Talking about Hatzadon, Achovo Bahen, Amar Le Rava, no. Lamasha manu chachamim kamar. You can't just change the brisa. It says lamasha manu chachamim. So there has to be a different shot of what the brisa means. Ela amar rava hachi kamar. This is what the brisa means. Ein or mitame kabasar elo lamasha manu chachamim. That's what the brisa said there. The rabbanan said or is not considered like the flesh of the animal except for those eight. Meaning, it's a Hilchus Tumah statement. It's not a Hilchus Shabbos statement. They say that the skin of those Shratzim is Matami like a Sheretz. Because the skin is not called skin. But that's Hilchus Tumah. But it could very well be in Hilchus Shabbos. They would agree. Right? So the answer is that We refine the Brisa to be only talking about Hilchos Tumah. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. That's what the Chachamim say. So Michlau, if that's true, then that implies Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Hanach Nami Delomanu Chachamim Metamim. So if the Rabbanan say only those that the Rabbanan list, then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri must say even those that the Chachamim didn't list are mitame. The Haktani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Cheshratzim Yishlem Oros Velo Mitamin. There are the Cheshratzim. They have Oros Velo Mitamin, but they're not mitame. So the Gemara answers Amar of Adar Bamas Nataritzachi. The Chachamim Omrim LeInyan Tuma Ein Or LeMashamanu Chachamim. Rashi points out we take out the word Ella. That we can take out. We can't switch Manu and Lo Manu, but Ella maybe we was a mistake. So they say LeInyan Tuma, there is no R to the ones Lama Shemanu Chachamim. So Rashi says right across from where we are, Sami Mi Brisa Ella. Take out that word Ella in the Brisa. Vitani and learn as follows: Ein R Lama Shemanu Chachamim. Mihu Larav Lo Tikshi. But again, this is only in the world of Tumah, but not in the world of Shabbos. Linyan Shabbos, they will agree that if you wound them, you're chayiv, because only regarding Tumah, it's based on a pasuk. Is it included or not? But regarding Shabbos, it's wounded. The blood gathers underneath the skin, it's going to be chayiv. Period. Says the Gemara, trying again. V'yakati linyan Shabbos lo pligi. Really, there's no machlokas regarding Shabbos? V'hatanya. Hatzad echad mishrona shratzim amurim batorah hachovel bahen chayiv bishratzim sheyesh lahem oros. Brisa says by wounding one of the eight that have skin, so then that's chayiv. The ezohi chabura sheino chozeres, and what type of wound has to be inflicted? A permanent wound, and what is that? Nitzer hadam avav bishalo yatsa. If the blood gathers, coagulates, even if doesn't come out, just under the skin. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Omer, Chesratzim Yishlem Oros. 8 Shratzim have Or, meaning the Tanakhama said only some of them, those that have Or, you're Chayiv. And Rabbi Yochanan Menuri said, no, all 8. So you see, it's a Machlokas and Hilchos Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, no. That Shita over there arguing with Rabbi Yochanan Menuri is not the Rabbanan Shita. It's not the, it's a different Shita. Man Tana Kama, Rabbi Yehuda. The Azabasar Gishta. No, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita who goes after the thickness of the skin. It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We're trying to make sure that our Mishnah can go like the Rabbanan of Maseches Chulin. It can. This Brisa is another Das Yachid. The Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Halata'a Kachulta. Rabbi Yehuda there says that the lizard, Lata'a, is like a Chulta because it has thick, because its thickness of the skin is the same. Aval Rabbanan de Pligi, Le Yochanan ben Nuri, Linyan Tumah, Linyan Shabbos Module. But the Rabbanan, who were more interested in not having our Mishnah like a Das Yachid, they would agree Linyan Shabbos. Period. So Ihachi, if that's true, Hai Divi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Divi Rabbi Yochanan Umachla Kosomi Boile. Then in the Brisa, it shouldn't have just said the Machlokas was between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It should have been the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and everybody else. Not just Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Gemara says, okay, put it in. Tani divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri machlokuso. Put that word in. Okay, so this is the discussion whether you could compare the status of skin in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Tumah. We continue. Boy, minei Levi mi Rebbe, minayin lechabura sheino chozeres. How do I know that a chabura, a wound on Shabbos, is one that does not get better? Sheino chozeres. Dichsiv. Hayafoch kushi oro, v'namer chabar burosav, can a black person change his skin, and can a leper change his chabar burosav, his spots? My chabar burosav, what exactly does chabar burosav mean? Asked the Gemara. Ilema dekoi, rikmi. It doesn't really mean spots, but there's a better word that could have been used then. Hay v'namer chabar burosav, namer gvanav mi ba'ile. It's colors, right? Could a leper change his colors? So why did it say Chabar Rosav? It must be that it's not talking about a leopard. The whole pasuk is going back on Kushi. Ela Kikushi. The whole pasuk is about the Kushi. Ma Oro de Kushi Enochozeres. Just like the Or of a Kushi does not change, Af Chabura Enochozeres. So to a Chabura, a wound, it's a hint in the pasuk, must be one that is permanent to violate the Isser Darais. Good. V'shar Shkatzim. Okay, we're getting to an exciting piece. Says the Gemara Shar Shkatzim Bechulu. The other Shkatzim, the Mishnah mentioned, that if I wound them, I'm going to be potter, because they don't have skin. Sadan, trapping, it depends why I did it. But we're Medayek, Hahargan Chayiv. Only if I wound them, I'm going to be potter, but if I kill them, I'm going to be Chayiv. Mantana, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Elazar, he, Rabbi Elazar is the one that holds that if you trap other bugs, other insects, you're going to be chayev. D'tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Hahore Kina b'Shabbes, Kahore Gamal b'Shabbes. If you kill a Kina, well, which will translate for now as a louse. If you kill a louse on Shabbos, it's like you're killing a camel. Meaning it's the malach of Shechita. So Maskel Rav Yosef. One second. So it's only the Rabbi Elazar. Ad kan lo pligyal Rabban Ali Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Eliezer Ela b'Kina. The Rabbanan only argue by Kina, not by other Sharshkatsim. Why would they argue by Kina? De'ena para v'rava. Because a Kina does not reproduce in the normal way. Sounds like the Gemara is saying spontaneous generation. Right, that it only, it comes from the rot. It comes from, you know, garbage. We'll get back to that. But the Rabbanu would agree by Sharshkatsim. You don't have to say our Mishnah is only like one day up. The Rabbanu only argue on Kinim. And everybody learns this from Elam, from the rams that they shechted in the Mishkan. Rabbi Eliezer Savar Ke'elam, when they shechted the Elam to get for the Urios. Ma Elam Sheishbam Netilas Neshama. Of course Sheishbam Netilas Neshama. For Rabbanan Savar Ke'elam. Ma Elam Deparin Varavin. Of course Deparin Varava. Right, it's that same limud. Amalei Abaya. Let's just finish the whole section, and then we'll come back. Amalei Abaya. Vekina in Parin Varava. Louse, they don't reproduce in the normal way, like from a previous generation. The Amar Mar, but we learned the beginning of Avodah Zarah. What does Hashem do all day? Mar Yosheva Kadosh Baruch Hu v'zon mikarni re'emim bad beitzei kinim. Hashem sits and is mefarnes all beings from the largest to the smallest, even the eggs of a louse. So you see, now louse has eggs. No. Mina hu demikri beit zekinim. No, beit zekinim is a species of animal. It's not the eggs of a kina. Beit zekinim is a species. Vatanya tfuya yu beit zekinim, another brisa. Also, mina hu demikri beit zekinim. Period. Vahare parosh, the flea, the paravarava. That does, is part of a ravin. Vitanya atzat parosh b'shabas, reblazer machayev, reb shua poter. You see, the rabbanu would pater even not by just by a louse. You see, by other animals. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Tzeita Ahariga Karamis. Well, you're comparing trapping and killing. This last brisa was about trapping. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yishuel El Demar Sava. This last machlokas is about Tzeita. The machlokas is whether fleas are normally trapped. Demar Savar Dover She Ein Mivino Nitzot Chai V'Mar Savar Pater. Avalin Yahariga. For the Rabbi Yishuel Moda. Regarding Ahariga, even Rabbi Yishuel would be Moda that one is Chai. It's specifically by the lice that it would be an issue. Okay, so this is a big problem that we have, the post can discuss. You look in the Rambam, starts with the Gemara, but if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says it. The Rambam, the doctor, who is so ahead of his time in so many areas, like my father likes to point out in many of his books, that the Rambam was tremendous in Torah and also in medicine. But the Rambam writes right here, Ramasim, Shehein Parin Varavin, Mizachar Unakeva, O Nehevin Min Ha'afar, Kemo Ha'Paroshin, Ha'horig Osan, Chayev Kahori Behem of Achaya. Aval Ramasim Shahava Yasan Min Hagalalim Umin HaPeros Shehiv Ishu. Right, but the animals, little bugs that come from dung or come from rotting fruit, Kigon Tolaim Shel Basar Vitolam Shebetoch HaKitnios HaHargan Pater. And he continues, if you're Mephala Kela B'Shabbos, if you take off bugs from your clothing on Shabbos, and Mutter La Roges Akinim B'Shabbos Mepnei Shehein Min HaZea. They're from the perspiration. So the shaila is, what do we do? What do we do? This is a halacha in Shulchan, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It seems like the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is based on something that we know scientifically is not correct. Bizman hazeh. So this is one of the major sugyas in Shas, where the post can discuss this issue, science versus Torah. Usually we don't like to put it as verses, but here it seems to be verses. So, major machlokas. So there were some that said, yeah, bizman hazeh, you have to say that kinim are asur to kill. Kinim Rasa to kill, Lamaisa. At least to be machmer to cover our bases. Rav Dessler, in a letter that I've mentioned a number of times, in the fourth volume of Mithnam Elio, 355-356, is mechalik between halachos and reasons for halachos. Chazal had a misora about certain halachos. They gave certain reasons in Shas for them. Whether that reason is the only reason or not, that's not the issue. The halacha is the halacha. says Reb Dessler. And it could even be, that's, he says 2 points. That's number one. That the reason for the halacha is not the only basis for the halacha. Like the Vilna Gaon says, for every Issa D'Rabbanan, there's 100 reasons. Right? The Chazal told us one or two of the reasons. But there's 98 other reasons. That's why we can't just get rid of an Issa D'Rabbanan if the reason doesn't apply anymore. If Chazal didn't say it. Because there are 98 other reasons that we don't know about. But that's point number one. Point number two, says Rav Dessler, in a number of cases, it doesn't sound that way for the Rambam, but at least according in the Gemara, and in a number of Gemaras, you can interpret it as follows. In Chazal, Rishonim would definitely, there's nothing wrong with saying that Rishonim were influenced by the science of the times. There's nothing, it's not a chisarn in our emuna to say that. Chazal, some suggest maybe we have to say otherwise. Not for sure. Not, we're not saying the infallibility of a person. We're just saying the infallibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Mesorah that he makes sure continues. So yes, they were based on the science, but it could be that Chazal, most of the cases could be reinterpreted. For example, when our Gemara says, Eino Parin V'Ravin, it doesn't mean literally Eino Parin V'Ravin. It means, because it's so microscopic, and we don't recognize it, and before the microscope, before the 1800s, nobody knew this, so it's a halachically considered Einam Parin V'Ravin. But not that you have to say that. Right? When the Gemara says in Psachim that the water that you have to use for the matzah, you have to take out the night before and leave overnight because the water in the morning is warmer. Why? Rashi there explains, because the sun goes under the earth, under the water at night and warms the water. That's why water is early, is warmer in the morning. And you don't want to use that because it might be machmitz the dough. The sun, the earth. So the answer might be no. Halachically, it's considered water mitzias might be warmer in the morning, and it's as if the sun went under and heated it up during the night. Not that it actually did. So the Chazals, many times we could reinterpret to say that halachically is considered that, but not actually that it happened. That's one. If you don't want to say that, if you don't want to push that in, so then you could say that this is one reason Chazal had at the time, but the halacha is still the halacha. Here it's a little more tricky, because are we going to be mako against the science? Here, are you going to allow killing fleas? So, lamaisa, we might try to cover both our bases. We might be machmir regarding the fleas, but have this view. But either way, yeah, it's a fascinating topic, has to be worked out. Those are two, he talks about three cases, he talks about our case, he talks about the Gemara Psachim, and of course he talks about the, there are other cases in Treifus about the certain types of scratches of dogs and cats, what are deadly, what are not deadly. Good, let's just quickly do two more lines. Mantana, Hatzadon Letzor HaChayiv. So, Mantana, who is the opinion that says if you trap one Letzor HaChayiv, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kerebi Shimini, Amar Blachar Nesuch Laguva Pater Olay, Ika Damasi La, Aha. Some learn it on the following. Hamefes Mersa B'Shabbos, if somebody pops the blister, Im Lasos Lopeh Chayiv, Im Lozimena Lecha Pater. Mantana, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Shimini, Amar Blachar Nesuch Laguva Pater Olay. So some say that's Rabbi Shimini. And we said that's not only Pater, but Mutter, we said on Amman Aleph. The Igad Damasi Laha, and some have it on the third case. Hatsa Nachash B'Shabes, Im Mis Asik Moshele Yishchenu Pater, Im L'Refu Achayiv. Mantana, Amar Yudah Marav, Rabbi Shimini, the Amar Malachash Nesuch Lagufa, Patur Alei, period. Okay, we'll stop there. The next Malacha talks all about the Malacha of Kotzer. Malacha of Kotzer is coming up on the horizon. Okay, we will stop here.